Hey guys, it's Kevin here, and today I want to go over Klaviyo and I want to discuss flows versus campaigns, which is pretty important if you're using any sort of email marketing platform. And for today, we're going to go over Klaviyo. I want to show you guys what it is, how to be thinking about it, and really kind of how you should be using it for your business. Email marketing is super important for a lot of e-commerce companies, info product businesses, and really kind of any service-based business. And so I want to show you a really popular platform that people are talking about right now, which is Klaviyo. But again, if you want to use email marketing, there's so many other options. A few years ago, MailChimp was probably the really popular one, but it seems that Klaviyo has taken the storm for Shopify. So let me just go in and show you guys a little bit of how to be thinking about it and kind of how you could be using it for your business. So here's a Klaviyo dashboard. And typically what I like about Klaviyo now is that it kind of shows you your performance really easily. And you could see that for this store, the total revenue in the last 30 days is $74,624. And this is directly connected to Shopify. Now you could see that the revenue from Klaviyo is $4,863. This means that out of this sort of 70,000, only $4,886 was from email. So typically, and this sort of campaign, you really want to be seeing this to be about 20 to 30% of revenue from Klaviyo. That means you have your campaigns really dialed in. So for this business, it's still not dialed in, still testing. And like with anything, it doesn't always work the first time. So you need to at least test different campaigns and test different offers. And now you see the two different important things, flows versus campaigns. And you can see from the flows, it's about $40,441. So 6% of that 7% is from flows. And the campaigns is only $422. And this is only the last 30 days. So what you see here is usually your flows generate you a lot of revenue. But again, if you have campaigns really dialed in or if you're doing promotions, you can get a lot of money from campaigns. And here's the biggest difference between flows and campaigns. Flows are recurring emails that your customers get depending on sort of segments that they're in, where campaigns are more one-off blasts that you're going into the platform and setting up. And one-off blasts could be Christmas Day sales, Memorial Day sales, Thanksgiving Day sales. So anytime you get a promotion or a deal from a company, it's usually a campaign. But again, if you guys are buying something and you go to your checkout and you don't finish purchasing it, it's usually a flow. This is again, is also a flow is also when you sort of sign up for those 10% discounts, they put you in a sequence, a flow to sort of get you to come back and buy again. What I like about Klaviyo too, which everybody should be doing, is Klaviyo has a lot of built-in flows. And you can literally just install Klaviyo with the integration, install the JavaScript snippet, and turn them on. Of course, they're not going to look designed well. They're not going to have like the fancy UI, their logo, which you can go in and do later on. But in the beginning, you might just want to go in and just turn them on to sort of see how they work. And here we could see in the flows here, there's welcome flows, cart abandonment flows, browse abandonment flows. Welcome flow is usually the pop-up that you, when someone goes to your website, it says, hey, would you like 10% discount? You could see that that's a welcome flow. And then you have cart abandonment. Cart abandonment is when someone has gone to their cart or checkout and hasn't purchased. And then you'll usually get 3 to 4 emails there. That's kind of what I recommend. Welcome flow, this is more sort of like a slower drip campaign. 5 to 10, you kind of warming them up. Browse abandonment is, for example, let's say you go on the welcome flow and you put in your email. The browse abandonment knows that you're looking at products now and it'll send you an email with like maybe recently viewed products. But the browse abandonment only will work if the system knows your email. So if you put your email anywhere on the website, it'll sort of pick it up and cookie you essentially. And then you also have the post-purchase flow, which is exactly what it means. It's, can we get you to come back and buy again? And again, here, post-purchase, you can do many things here. For some of the brands that we do, we'll give people free products. We'll give people a survey question. We'll do NPS surveys and sort of get them to come back and buy again. And that's sort of like how you should be thinking about purchase flows. And then you also have the add to cart and you also have 30-day subscription flow in case you want to do some sort of subscription stuff too. And again, you could see that it's broken down by revenue for the last 30 days. And of course, placed order is the metric we're looking for. And then you have the campaigns. Like I said, these are the campaigns that are sort of the one-off that you sort of will send out. You can sort of craft up with yourself and you can see how much they generated for you. For this brand, not that many campaigns are set out yet. But again, this is kind of how you should be thinking about it and coming back to at least doing more campaigns for your business. So that's kind of the biggest difference between campaigns and flows. flows are kind of, you set once and you set and forget it, which is good. But ideally, a good cadence is to come back every 90 days to, you know, either change the code, change the email, change the offer, change the copy a little bit. Again, the reason why you want to do this, even if it's working well, is that you don't want to be in the spam inbox. When you send out an email that has too much of the same messaging, you can sort of trigger some spam inbox. And again, some good practices for flows or campaigns is try to get your customers to reply back to you, to send you something back or answer a question that you might have, because that helps spam and make sure you're not in the sort of like spam filter. That's Klaviyo, and that's campaigns, and that's flows. So feel free to email me if you have any questions, just Kevin at Voy Media, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.